We're at Ayin Omid Aleph, the top. The goal of Sefer Torah, the Mishnah says that he rolls the Sefer Torah, and he reads the parasha in Pinchas Balteh. The Kol Kach Lama, Kadesh Lahotzi Lazo Sefer Torah. All this that he says, that there's more here that I read you, is Dr. Mimotzi Lazo in the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Shalom Lahotzi Lazo Sefer Torah, Shiroid also Kori, Parsha Shlisha Salpeh, Yusvurim Shasefer Torah Choster, also Parsha. They'll say that the first Sefer Torah was missing that Parsha. So the Laz of the Sefer Torah, so he clearly says, there's more here than I read, and just that we don't want to roll to that place, that's why I'm reading about that. Uve'esor sholchuvah shapekudim kori alpeh, and the maftir of Parshas Pinchas for Yom Kippur, he reads balpeh. Amai niglo v'nikri. Why don't we make lila, and read that also from the Sefer Torah. Amar Afuna Bered of Yeshua, Amar of Shesha, Safisha Ein Golan Sefer Torah B'tzibur. You're not Golan Sefer Torah B'tzibur, that to cause a Tircha D'tzibur. Mipnei Kovat D'tzibur. Amar says, V'nai Se'achrinim V'nikri, so bring another Sefer Torah. Let the Koi God will bring two Sefer Torah. One he'll read the first Parsha, one he'll read the Maftar. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omer Mishu Pegobo Shomisho. If you bring a second Sefer Torah, it's going to imply that the first Sefer Torah wasn't kosher, Rashi says. Or, it's not a Pegab to the first Sefer Torah, you have to use another Sefer Torah for something. What's wrong with the first one? Rishlokesh Omer Mishu Bracha Sheretzricha. Since you're going to have a new Sefer Torah, so you're going to have to make a new bracha to begin with, because otherwise people are going to think that you don't make a bracha before the Torah. They're going to come late, and they're going to think this is the beginning. Say, they see you opening a Sefer Torah, not making a bracha on it. So you have to make another bracha. So it's not really a bracha levatala, but it's a bracha shein tzricha. There's no need to generate the need for a bracha that's not necessary. Mora says, umicha shin lepigama, are we choshish for the pigam of the first Sefer Torah? We never laid from two Sefer Torah. Vam Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teve, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Avin Sholosh Toros. The Korat Achas Binyonos Shalom, when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, so it's Chanukah, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Parshas HaShavua. So the first one we read, Binyan HaShalyom, the Achash of Rosh Chodesh. One we read, Mafta, what's it called, Shishi, Shvi for Rosh Chodesh, and Mafta for Chanukah, Achash of Chanukah. So it says, Talta Gavri, Talta Sifri, like a Pegama. When you have three different people getting Aliyahs in three different Sifri Torah, there's no Pegam of the first Sefer Torah. But if the same person reads from two different Sefer Torah, then it's a problem. Chad Gavra, but Trey Sefer Ikud Pagaba. Rashi.
They have the four special
portions
at that point?
What? Yeah.
Four special.
Yeah, sure. Well, I just put out one example. There are other examples. Okay. Mipnei Kovat Sibur, Shubat Sapin the Domin Lakach. To sit and keep quiet until you roll the Sefer Torah for no purpose. Right, but that's only where there's no purpose. If there's a purpose to do something, then it's not called Tircha D'Tzibura. Right, it's not. People have to wait, and you could have not been Golel. That's one thing. But to read Parsha Zohar four times or whatever, where there is a Tzorech, that's not called Tircha D'Tzibura. If that would be Tircha D'Tzibura, then we shouldn't have Mechlau. It was big Tircha D'Tzibur to come here, right, Shabbos morning, and have to leave 2.5 hours later. So I would vote for Tircha D'Tzibur, forget about davening. But obviously where it's necessary, that's not called Tircha D'Tzibur. That was just said, theoretically. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. The Naisi Achrida, she had Nigla L'Parsha Shlishis, bring one that's already rolled. And then you will be able to have a ready-made. You won't have to read it balpeh. Nishum pegamo sholiyom rechoserhu. Bracha shein tzricha shet zorech lachzer levorech. You have to make a new bracha like we explained. Okay. Tanu rabbanan. The levorech olech hashmon lebrachos. You make 8 brachos. Tanu rabbanan ala Torah. Kederesh levorech leish hakneses. Like we said, some say you only make a bracha achrona over here, no bracha rishona. And others say you make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Al ho'avoda, ritzei, al ho'odoa, bodim, v'yal mechilas ha'avon, kaperas avodoseinu b'yom ha'kipurim hazeh, kitikuna, v'yal ha'mikdash b'fnei Asra, a special bracha for the mikdash, V'al ha-kohanim b'fnei Hashem, special bracha for the kohanim. V'al Yisrael b'fnei Hashem, special bracha for Klal Yisrael. V'al shar tefila. Tov Rabbanim, shar tefila. What is shar tefila? That's shomea tefila. Rina tchina bakosha b'lfanech l'abcha Yisrael. The bracha is, we say, Rina tchina bakosha b'lfanech l'abcha Yisrael, shetzrichim lehivosha, the chosen b'shomea tefila. The achar kach, kol echad v'echad, maybe say for Torah, you so, the korei bo k'dil haros chazusol rabim. And after that, everybody brought a Sefer Torah from their own house, and they used to read from there to show the beauty of their Sefer Torah. Everybody would show off their own personal Sefer Torah, because everybody had a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so everybody had their own personal Sefer Torah. Now, some say they used to bring it then on Yom Kippur. And this holds, like the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. Or, Yerushalayim had an Erev. So it was no problem. You could carry. And others say they used to bring the Sefer Torah before Yom Kippur and leave it there, or somewhere around the Har HaBayis, and then they went to get there like the Lulav, to bring Erev Yontif. Okay, Rashi. Kitikuna, Kamosha, on the Omri Mosul Mitfila. The same way we say these brachas in our davening. Tov Rabbanan, Shara Tfila, Hashnuya B'mishna Kachi, Rina Tchina Bakosha B'lfanech L'amcha Yisrael, Shesrichim Nivasha. Laharos chazus ol rabim, laharos no yoshal sefer Torah v'tiferes ba'aleha, shetorach lehisnaos b'mitzvah. Person comes to show off the fact that he spent money on hiddur mitzvah. You see, as an Indian, to show off the fact that you're mahadur b'mitzvah. Shenemar zekeli v'adveyo, isnoa lefonu b'mitzvahs, lulav noa, sefer Torah noa, beklaf noa, badov noa, blavler umen. All these things are hiddur mitzvah, right? That the mantle is nice, and the sofer was good. Erev Yom Kippur, Rashi says to bring in Erev Yom Kippur. Other places Rashi said they bring in on Yom Kippur, and that was when Yerushalayim was Ma'urav, and you could bring in on Yom Kippur itself, or according to Mandi Omer Holtz, there's no issue of carrying on Yom Kippur.
So, according to the middle one,
yeah.
They can bring the lulav and on.
They have to bring in Erev Yontif. Yeah, except there are times, that's what Rashi says, different things. There were times when Yerushalayim, there were pirtzes in the Choma, and then it wasn't the Erev didn't help anymore. Okay. Haroah Kohen Gadol, right, whoever saw the Kohen Gadol reading didn't see them burning the Par V'Soyer. Not because you weren't allowed, because it was too far away. Pshita, of course, what's the Chiddush over here? That you weren't allowed to see the other one. Wherever you were, you couldn't go to the other one. That's what the chiddush is. You're allowed to go to see whichever one you want. Right? If you were there, stay there, so there'll be more of a crowd. No, since you're not doing the mitzvah, there's no Indian of Ein Mavir Na Mitzvah except where you're doing the mitzvah, not where you're watching the mitzvah. You're passing over a mitzvah. If you're going to watch the Par V'Soyer and leaving the Kohen Gadol, you're passing over a mitzvah. What mitzvah is there in watching? You're not osik in a mitzvah. Not when you stop watching somebody else do a mitzvah. Okay, Mishnah. In the Vig de Boots, Kore Kiddush Yodav Araglith, if he read the Sefer Torah in the Big Day Lavan, so now he has to change into Big Day Zav. So he washes his hands, Pasha, takes off the Big Day Lavan, Yorad V'Toval, goes down, and it's Tovel, all of it is stopping, gets up and dries himself, they deal with Big Day Zav, and they bring him the golden clothing. His regular Big Day Kahuna. The Lavash, and he wears them. The Kiddush Yodav Araglav. And then again, he's Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim. This Mishnah goes like the Mandi Omer holds, that Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is before you take off the first clothing, and after you put on the second clothing. And the Tvila is in between. The Yotzeva Asa Es Elo V'Yes Elhav. And he goes out, so they ask, where did he go out to? It makes the Elo V'El Ha'am. So some say the yotza means he had to go wash his hands for the place where the kior was. And then he goes back into the rest of the other part of the Azorah. Even though he didn't wash his hands from the Kiyar, he washed it from a golden kli, but they did it in the same place where the Kiyar stood. So he went to where the Kiyar was, and they went back out into the Azorah to make his ayil and the El Harb. These are all part of the Musafim. The Ashivas Kvosim Tamimim, B'nei Shodah. These were the Musaf. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva over in Tamid Shel Shachar, you created. Rabbi Akiva says that the Musaf was brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, but not now. It was brought before. Upar ha'olo sir hadasa b'chutz, ha'yukreivim v'tomit shel bein arbaim. The Gra, as well as Tosas, take out the sir hadasa b'chutz. The par ha'olo was brought, and the reason it says kreivim, if you take it out, is only one thing. It should say ha'yukreiv, par ha'olo. But the emurei chatas also were brought that. The emurim of the chatas, which they put into the megis, which we said they weren't makter then, now they're makter. So Parha Ola and the Emurim of the Chatos, they are Makriv now, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether Sir Hadassah Bachutz also was done now. Are you craving Talmud Shabbat Arbayim? And when exactly the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim was brought also as Machlokas? The Rambam holds the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim was brought before he went in to take out the Kafel Bachta, in the third Tefillah. And Rashi and Tosfos learned that it was done in the fifth tefillah, at the end, after he took out the Kafel Bachta, one of the last things was the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And the Rambam learns, no, he only went in for the Hadlokas HaNeros and the Ketores after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was done earlier, before he took out the Kafel Bachta. Kiddush Yodav Araglov, then he went and washed again. Pasha took off his golden clothing. The Yorah, the Toval, he went to his Toval again, for all of it stopped, he got dried. Havilo Big Day Lovin. Again, they brought in the Big Day Lovin. The Lovash, the Kiddush Yodav Araglov. He put on the Big Day Lovin, washed his hands and feet again. Then Nichnas Lahotzi Sakafi Sabach. He went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kafu Machta that he left there from the Ketores. And then he came out, Kiddush Yodav Araglov, Uposhat, the Yorah, the Toval, all of it stopped, Havilo Big Day Lozov. Again, he put on his eight begodim. The Lavash, the Kiddush Yodav Araglov, the Nichtos Lahakter Torah Shobein Harbaim, Lahitav Sadeiros. According to the Rabbam, he went and then to be Makter the Torah Shobein Harbaim, and to be Maitiv the Neiros. And according to Rashi Atosis, at that time he also brought the Tamid Shobein Harbaim. The Kiddush Yodav Araglov, again, he washed, Pashat, Rodav Atomid Estabik, Hevilo Big Deyatzmo. And this was the final thing. Now he wasn't wearing any big day kahuna. He put on his regular clothing. So between putting on having on the last big day kahuna, putting on his regular clothing, he also had a wash. Umalavin also had beso. He used to escort him home. The yontif hayosol liyava b'shoshi yosu b'sholem ben hakodesh. And he made a big yontif motzoi yom kippur for all of his friends for two reasons. One is that no psul happened in the avoda; everything was b'shalom, shlemus, and also because he didn't end up dying, he was happy to still be alive. Okay, Rashi. Shivas kvasim shom musaf heim b'chumash ha'pikudim. Par ha'ola nami the musaf im tamid shom ben harbayim mitvila chamishes. The par ha'ola, which is also from musaf, came with the tamid shom ben harbayim, the fifth tvila. So here Rashi says Beferish that the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim he did when he was mate to the Neiros and Makter the Ketores in the fifth Tefillah. And again, the Rambam held that before he was Motzi the Kafel Machta, he brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim before he changed back into the Big Day Lovin. Okay, Gemara. Iboyelahu, Hechi Kamar. Im Tamid Shel Shachar Hayu Kreivim, Upar Ha'ola, Usir Hadasa Bechutz, Im Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, right? When Rabbi Akiva argued, and he said that the Shivas Kvosim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Musaf was brought, the Tamid Shel Shachar, right? Is that, he also hold Par Ha'ola, Usir Hadasa Bechutz, right? That was done, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Odil Bahochi Kamar. In Tovet Shoshachar you craved. Upar Ha'ola Bahadoyu. And the Par Ha'ola also was done in Tovet Shoshachar, according to Rabbi Akiva. Usir Adasa Bachut in Tovet Shobein Arbayim. And the only the Sir Adasa Bachut was done with the Tovet Shobein Arbayim. The Suru, Par Ha'ola Rabbi Lezer, the Shire, Amos Ovidle. Rabbi Lezer doesn't mention the Par Ha'ola. That's a continuation of Rabbi Akiva. So what is Rabbi Lezer? When did according to Rabbi Lezer did they bring Par Ha'ola of Musaf? The Su, Beid Rabbi Lezer, Beid Rabbi Akiva, Emurei Chatos Amos Ovidlo. When did they bring the Emurim of the Chatos, which they put in the Megis from before? Omar Rava, Lo Meshkachas Lo Mitakanta, right? We didn't find this in our Mishnah. Ela Ola Rabbi Lezer, Detonim Edvei Shmuel. Where we found where these things are brought was in a collection of brises in Torah Dvei Shmuel, according to Rabbi Lezer, Ola Rabbi Akiva Kinetosefta, the Torah Dvei Shmuel. We found it in the collection of brises called the Tosefta of, what's it called, the Tosefta. So we found what Rabbi Akiva holds in the Tosefta, what Rabbi Lezer holds in the Torah Dvei Shmuel. The Torah Dvei Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yotza va'osa elo ve'el ha'ab, the emurei chatos, right? He made the isle and the el ha'ab from Musaf, and the emurei chatos, avo par ha'ol of shivas kfosim u'si'ir anase machutz in tovet shomer abayim. All these other things, the par ha'ola, the shivas kfosim, and the si'ir anase machutz, were all brought with tovet shomer abayim. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta Mahi. Where do we find what more clearly what Rabbi Akiva held in the Tosefta? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Par Ha'ola, the Shivas Kfosim, in Tomet Shoshachar Yikrovim, the Par Ha'ola, the Shivas Kfosim, were brought by Tomet Shoshachar, unlike what Rabbi Lezer says that they were brought by Tomet Shomer Arbayim, Shenemar, Bilvar Olas HaBoker, Asher Liolas HaTomid, the Acher Kach Avodas Hayom. It says, Milvad olas ha-boker asher li-olas ha-tomid, that's when you bring the musaf. And then, after that, is this special avodah for Yom Kippur. So before you did any of the avodahs of Yom Kippur, you already brought the musafim, the achar kach, si'ir hadas ha-bachutz. And after that, you brought the si'ir hadas ha-bachutz. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow we'll go through the parsha in Achrimos and in Pinchas and see exactly which korbanos were brought, and then we'll see where everybody holds, who holds what. See Rashi. Heichi kamar Rabbi Akiva. The su par ha'ola Rabbi Lezer deshairi velo airibor. Rabbi Lezer never mentioned when they bring the par ha'ola. Eva sovidle. Vua did nobi diklak shu yasor. He didn't mention when the soyer hadasa machutz. When they brought that. Elorish milson nokit. It would be the first one. A murei chatos does not be in the pirkin, nosnim rebagos ad shiaktirin. Says he put them in the magos, but he wasn't back to them then, he was back to them later. So when did he do it exactly? Lo vashkachas lo, slesedu ravodus hayom itakantem ishlesedu. We don't have a clue in our Mishnah of when these things were brought, according to Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Lezer. Lo vashkachas lo itakantem or Rabbi Lezer, the Tonet Veshmuel, there's a collection of brises of Tanit Veshmuel, and in there it says specifically what Rabbi Lezer holds, the Ari Bekulu, Ola Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta, Shapira Shabbos, Devar of Yafin. The Tosefta, we have what Rabbi Akiva holds also. B'divri Rabbi Akiva, Lo Garsina, Yosef Yosef. Okay. Im Tanit Shoshachar, B'levisha Rishona, Shenemar B'musafi Kol HaRigolim, B'levad Ola Saboker, Alma B'musafi B'mola Saboker, Nasir B'samukhla. Aside from the Ola Saboker, you bring the Musaf. So those things in the Musaf that are mentioned specifically there, you bring, according to Rabbi Akiva, B'tavit Shoshachar. The Yom and Yom HaKippur may have it. You learn Yom Kippur from those other regalim. The Achar Kach Avodas Hayom, the Achar Kach Sir Anasa Machut. The Afapi Shum Bin HaMusaf, even though Sir Anasa Machut is also part of the Musaf. Lo Yochel HaKdim Al Avodas Hayom. You can't bring that before you do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. It says, "Seir chatos echad." Aside from what you already brought, chatos hakipurim. Mashma that the avodah of Yom Kippur comes before the seir of Musaf. Labadu Shasir Chatos Hapnibi Kodmo, that the Seir Chatos Hapnibi, which is the Avod of Yom Kippur, comes before the Seir of Musa. It's another thing we said, that the Yotza, one shot is he went back in closer to the Mizbeach to wash his hands, and then he went back out. That's the Yotza. Others say the Yotza, I don't know if others say it, I'm telling you, the Yotza can mean like Tseyu Labad. Right? When you say that part, you don't walk out of your house. What's it called to say Tseyu Labad? Right? Or Rabbi Akiva told this, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told us, Talmidim, Tzu'u Ra'u Ezu Derech Yofa. He wasn't trying to leave the Beis Medrash and go look around and see what there. Tzu'u means, go out from where you are holding now, right, and start something else. Start an idea. So Yotza doesn't necessarily mean he went anywhere. Yotza means now he started a new Seder of Avoda, that's called Yitzia. Yitzia means going out to start something new, even though you don't move anywhere.